This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Within 24 hours after its deadliest day of protests since the military seizure of power, defiant Myanmar protesters were demonstrating exactly why they believe a country should be ruled democratically and not militarily. Once again, police in Myanmar's biggest city on Monday fired tear gas at defiant crowds who returned to the streets. At least 18 people around the country died a day earlier. The protester in Yangon and were chased as they tried to gather at their usual meeting spot at the Lodan Center intersection. Demonstrators scattered and sought to rinse their faces with water to ease the irritating effects of the gas. In the capital, the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi made a court appearance via video conference. The independent Myanmar Now online news agency reported she received a charge for allegedly inciting unrest. Suu Kyi had already been charged with two other offenses. China appears to be moving faster toward a capability to launch its newer nuclear missiles from underground silos. This could improve its ability to retaliate after absorbing a nuclear first strike. That is according to an American expert who analyzed satellite images of recent construction at a missile training area. A longtime watcher of U.S., Russian, and Chinese nuclear forces, Hans Christensen, says the imagery suggests China is seeking to counter what it views as a growing threat from the United States. The U.S. points to China's nuclear modernization as a justification for investing hundreds of billions of dollars to build an all-new nuclear arsenal. Again, China appearing to be moving faster toward a capability to launch its newer nuclear missiles from underground. This is VOA News. The Biden administration says it remains open to talks with Iran over the 2015 nuclear deal, despite Tehran's rejection of an EU invitation to join a meeting with the U.S. and the other original participants in the agreement. A senior administration official says the U.S. is disappointed in the rejection, but is flexible as to the timing and format of the talks. The official says the U.S. sees Iran's decision to snub the European invitation as part of the diplomatic process. The official says the U.S. will be consulting with other participating countries on the way forward. Former U.S. President Donald Trump took the stage for the first time since leaving office at the Conservative Political Action Conference Sunday in Orlando, Florida. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Judging by the crowd's reaction, the former president didn't disappoint.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month.
While Trump called for Republican unity, he also ripped GOP leaders who accused him of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
Instead of attacking me and, more importantly, the voters of our movement, top establishment Republicans in Washington should be spending their energy in opposing Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democrats.
Trump acknowledged that courts have rejected his claims of election fraud, but dismissed it.
The Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it.
The White House says simply it's not focused on Trump's remarks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Initial deliveries of the newly approved Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine should start Tuesday in the United States, helping to boost vaccination rates across the country. The officials acknowledged the vaccination rates among minorities were not where they ultimately want them to be, but said federal officials were closely monitoring distribution to ensure it was equitable. They urged everyone in the U.S. to get a vaccination as soon as it was possible in their turn and said that Black and brown Americans should understand that safeguards have been put in place after cases of discrimination in the medical field. Britain's Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday that more than 20 million people across the United Kingdom have now received a COVID-19 shot. He described it on Twitter as a magnificent achievement for the country. And he urged all people who get the call for inoculation appointments to get the jab. Britain has rolled out of Europe's fastest COVID-19 vaccination program, raising the prospect of lifting its current lockdown. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mama. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi yo moko bala. Mario mosalo de kolinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yo te. Ah,
lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi e. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona e na baye.
Si bazaina mbongo yo kandengi azaliko kabayo na mitema ya basipe na mibali yo motozaina ba diplome mitano Mario sala kame me foro luka mosala Mario pona nino zako bibi saka usambisa kombo nobo Mario ah alembi
ba protinga na pakolaka zote koma sembe sembe okopete gana zoka lobina swa maladia cancer. Lobi tango na kokola yo,
give me that yeah.
amusé, Mario. Mario, mon salaco bête la gabana di coco. Panangoya yo. Olingo beba mama mo bokoli.
African beats whale. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSC in brackets, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days. Time by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jebate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beato by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jebate of Mali. And here is another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat. When the album is out, let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. By the Dark City Sisters of South Africa, and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria.
Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria, and to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Joe Wanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.